morning, everyone. My name is Peter Vumisa, an elder at Central Baptist Church. Our morning devotional Bible reading is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 8. And the Bible reads as follows. First of all, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. And then verse 8, I desire then that in every place the men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. This morning, we are focusing on the issue of prayer, which is very, very important, especially looking at the current situation prevailing in the world today, the coronavirus problem. We are encouraged by Scripture that in every place, men should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling. Now, what kind of prayers should we pray? Well, he explains in verse 1, actually. Verse 1, he says, Paul says, then I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. So we have to pray for all people, and some of those people we have to pray for are kings or leaders in government positions. We have to pray for everyone else, because it says for all people. And why are we praying? Well, we are praying because that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. In other ways, that, you know, we should live a quiet life, peaceful, and also that we should live a godly life, dignified in every way, meaning that people should live a good life, in short. And we can only live a good life with God and nothing else. So I would like to encourage us, to encourage every one of you to pray everywhere. We pray for everyone. We pray for our leaders so that God may intervene on our behalf. Thank you very much, and God bless you.